You are listening to the Horse Radio Network, part of the Equine Network family.
Welcome to the My Senior Horse Podcast. We have a great passion for senior horses, ponies, donkeys, and mules, and we share information from expert guests who can help us learn more about caring for our senior equids. In this episode, we're going to talk about managing senior ponies with Dr. Shannon Pratt Phillips. I'm your host, Kim Brown, an editor for My Senior Horse. We launched the Global My Senior Horse brand in partnership with Linda Mars and Mars Horse Care in mid-2024. We offer many ways to get information on older equids, including this biweekly podcast, articles on the MySeniorHorse.com website, videos, and so much more. Our guest, Dr. Phillips, is a professor in the Department of Animal Science at North Carolina State University, where she teaches basic equine science, advanced equine nutrition, and exercise physiology. She also conducts research in the area of equine nutrition, focusing largely on obesity, insulin dysregulation, and laminitis prevention and management. She's active in numerous professional organizations, including the Equine Science Society, where she is the immediate past president, the American Academy of Veterinary Nutrition, and the American Registry of Animal Science, to name a few. Thank you for joining us today, Dr. Phillips.
Thank you so much for having me. Excited to share and hopefully help some horse owners.
Well, we are excited. I am excited to talk about ponies today because they're part of the lives and stories of so many equestrians. And whether they're the focus of our love or the brunt of our jokes, ponies are different from horses. So since you have a strong interest and background in nutrition, let's start by discussing ponies and feeding. Can you give us some tips on feeding management of senior ponies?
Yeah, sure. I think one of the first things we need to think about is just ponies in general. So because of how they have been bred over numerous years and sometimes in harsher climates, they tend to be a little bit hardier than our typical horses. We need to make sure that they are being fed the appropriate energy intake to accommodate for their slightly slower metabolism. This is partly because we know that ponies are just so prone to obesity in general. So we do have to just be a little bit more careful when we feed them to make sure that the energy intake, that calorie intake, isn't too high. And then from there, when we start to think about senior ponies, obviously, obesity can still be a major issue, but we can also think about some immediate health concerns that can happen, particularly in our older horses. And so this would be things like Cushing's disease or equine metabolic syndrome, which could be associated with laminitis, insulin dysregulation, some of these different terms that we're hearing about. And so these are, you know, things that you would have to work with your veterinarian to diagnose some of those concerns. The other thing that we have to always think about when we think about older horses is their dentition. And so again, working closely with our veterinarians and our dentists to make sure that the horse's teeth are still appropriate for what we're feeding them. I also think too, when we think about any senior horse, is thinking about their social status, especially if you do keep your horses, your ponies, your senior ponies in a larger group at pasture where any supplemental feed or hay might have some competition around it. And as horses get older, they do tend to kind of fall lower on that totem pole. And so if you are feeding, for example, additional supplemental hay in the winter, some of those older horses in general might kind of fall below that. If we think, you know, again, more in terms of our ponies and potentially being at risk for obesity, we can see two things. I mean, we can see our horses being fed and our ponies being fed too much energy and they do start to get obese, but sometimes we see the opposite happen where they start to lose weight. And so monitoring a pony's body condition score is a really important strategy that horse owners can do. So we can have our veterinarians play a big role in terms of checking for disease and monitoring the horse's teeth. But as horse owners, we can monitor the horse's social status and we can monitor body condition score. And for those who aren't familiar, the body condition scoring is a system that was developed by Dr. Henneke, where we use a 1 to 9 scale where 1 would be a horse that is completely emaciated and appears to be skin and bones. And then our 9s at the top of the scale would be horses that are grossly obese. And so we want to make sure that we are monitoring our older horses in particular so that they're not getting too far away from what might be considered a body condition score of around 5. The other thing that we do see sometimes with older horses, and in particular if they are developing or if they've got Cushing's disease, is that we can start to see muscle atrophy. And so that's a little bit different from the body condition scoring, which is really focusing on body fat. Now we're getting in and looking at muscle mass. And there are a few different scoring systems that you can use to evaluate muscle mass, but one of them is a muscle atrophy scoring system where we're really starting to look particularly at our older horses and seeing changes over time where those are weakening. And, you know, there are some things managerial-wise that we can do to help that. If we circle back to diet, another thing that we can look at with our older horses is just watching them how they eat. And that's not only going to help us, you know, sort of if they are in that group setting to evaluate their social status, but just watching them eat even in a stall can tell us a little bit about their teeth also, because horses might start to drop their food, which is called quitting. And if they are doing that, then that would be a sign that there is something going wrong with their dentition and how well they're chewing. And that can impact the types of feeds that we might be selecting for them.
Well, and we also know that ponies can live a long time. I had to go look this up. According to the Guinness World Records, the confirmed oldest pony was Sugar Puff, who died at 56 years of age in 2007. So what kind of tips can you offer for day-to-day management of senior ponies, aside from the nutrition?
Well, I think it all sort of comes together. Watching that body condition score and that muscle atrophy, that tends to be something that we can see first before we might see anything going on that, you know, could be some kind of disease process. Horses will start to lose weight. And so if you can really get a good feel for your horse's body condition, and sometimes it requires taking photos and even doing some what we would call morphometric measures. So looking at things like the heart girth circumference, we can look at the belly girth circumference, which would be a measure directly at their umbilicus, and then a vertical perpendicular, you know, measurement around their belly. And then we could also do a neck measurement where you would measure the length of the neck from the pull to the last hairs on the withers and divide that by 50 and then do a neck circumference around there. Those are really good concrete numbers that you can monitor over time for changes. And so those could be in addition to body condition scoring or even doing the muscle atrophy scoring. And because the moment these start to change, that could signal that something is going on perhaps internally. And in terms of sort of an ideal body condition score for our older ponies, it really depends. And so if you have a horse that might have some arthritis or has suffered from laminitis in the past, you might actually want them to be a little bit below what we would consider the ideal 5, because then suddenly they're not carrying around excess weight on those limbs. But on the flip side of that, when horses do start to get sick, they lose weight very easily, and sometimes it's harder for them to regain that weight. So we do sometimes want a little bit of a cushion so that if they do drop weight, you know, they're not suddenly going from, for example, a 3.5 to a 2.5, but just kind of taking every horse as an individual and trying to work with your veterinarian to figure out what that ideal would be. And again, just watching them consistently, looking at how they're eating, looking at that social status. Those are some of the things that we can think of. And then, of course, working with a nutritionist to develop a diet for that senior pony and looking at what you're feeding them can really, you know, help extend that life.
Mars Equestrian, a sponsorship division of Mars Incorporated, is dedicated to highlighting the Mars brands, such as Buckeye Nutrition, Spillers, Antech Diagnostics, Sound Imaging, Royal Canin, Pedigree, Nutro, and many more in the equestrian world. Whether it's through nutrition, veterinary care, or education, our purpose is to create a better world for horses, pets, and the people who love them.
Dr. Phillips, we've talked about some of the common issues that senior ponies can face. You know, laminitis, obesity, losing weight, arthritis. Can you give us some ideas as horse owners what we should be looking for in our ponies? I know it's not always easy for the pony to tell us what's going on, especially if they're in a mixed herd.
Yeah, so I think having daily eyes on all of your animals is just really important. I think sometimes when horses are, you know, certainly when they're just kind of kept at pasture, you might not, you know, have that eyes on. So I think bringing especially your senior horses in for individual feeding not just gives them that opportunity to eat the food that you're actually trying to give them, but it gives you an opportunity to lay your hands and your, well, your eyes and your hands on those ponies every single day. And so I think certainly some of the things that I would be looking for that might be changes over time with obesity or muscle loss, I think even on a day-to-day basis, just watching them eat, making sure that they still have an interest in food. Because if a horse stops eating, then that would be a pretty big sign that there might be something going on with their digestive tract. Certainly any other types of, you know, colic-related behaviors. Sometimes we would see some lipomas and fat issues that we could see in our older ponies. And so again, just kind of being able to see them, making sure that they're not displaying any type of colic or digestive discomfort signs. And then of course, watching them move, making sure that they are putting weight in all four legs equally. Horses that are developing some laminitic changes tend to shift their weight a little bit off of their front feet because it tends to happen more likely in their front feet. And so again, by kind of watching your horses every day and putting an eye on them, you could start to see if they are developing any kind of lameness that could be due to some arthritis that might be developing, but then also certainly keeping an eye on making sure there are no immediate medical emergencies with that, those front feet in particular, that would be a sign of laminitis.
And I know this is maybe a little outside your area of expertise, but you do work on exercise physiology. But how do riders and managers know if a person has outgrown the weight carrying capacity of a pony?
Yeah, so that's a really great question and a really important thing for all older horses as they get older is to try to keep them exercising as much as possible, because that is going to help maintain that muscle mass and sort of ward off some muscle atrophy. So keeping them, you know, in work and being ridden is really important. But certainly there does come to be a time where, you know, there might be some conversations that have to be had with whoever is riding them. And it is definitely a touchy subject. But I think if you always sort of mention and talk about the fact that we want to look after the well-being of our horses, I think putting that at the forefront kind of might offset any conversations about body weight of the people. But some of the research that has been done really suggests that horses shouldn't carry more than 15 to 20% of their body weight. And so that will then go back to monitoring, you know, the horse's body weight or knowing what that is, which you could do if your veterinarian or your feed managers have a scale. But you could also do a weight tape to get an estimate on that horse's weight. And then, you know, 15 to 20% is kind of that suggestion. But I think as a horse gets older and they do start to lose some muscle mass, you probably want to be hovering closer to that 15% as being that upper limit. And that really might limit, you know, the types of people that might be able to ride them. And then certainly if there are any issues with, you know, with any limb and inch changes, certainly they might not be able to be ridden, but arthritis, you know, that overall work effort that they could do might be affected as well. And I think, you know, when we think about carrying weight, it does impact their work effort as well. So if you do have a horse that is older and maybe struggling to maintain weight, we have to have this conversation about doing enough exercise so that they are maintaining their muscle mass as much as we can. But we also want to make sure that they're not exercising so much that they're burning so many calories that we can't replace them as well. So that really becomes a conversation with your veterinarian and then really a nutritionist who can really look at the calorie content of your horse's diet and look at their body weight and their workload and try to work together to really make sure that their exercise is appropriate, their weight carriage is appropriate, and then also their calorie intake is meeting those needs.
Well, and that's very important. So, but is there anything else you'd like to add about managing senior ponies, especially nutrition? I know most of us struggle with our smaller animals, our donkeys and our ponies, to keep them at a healthy weight while still trying to get some exercise.
I think, you know, there's really been some great research over the past couple years, and in part, you know, Mars has been an important sponsor of that, looking at senior animals and some of the types of feeds that they might need. And so, again, we do need to monitor their digestible energy intake. And so that might need to be limited to some degree. And that would be looking at the feeds that the horses are being offered, whether it's dry forages like hay or pasture, and getting an analysis on those so that we can really have a good feel for how much energy and other nutrients are in those feeds. And then look back at the horse and what their needs are, because we want to be able to ideally maximize the amount of forages that they're eating. But then, you know, we also need to keep in mind that if we do have horses that have got poor dentition, we might be looking at some other types of forages, you know, that might, or higher fiber feeds that would include things like perhaps even hay cubes that have been processed and chopped a little bit better, or some of the bagged loose hay that we can buy now that, again, is going to be smaller particle sizes and is going to be a little bit easier for chewing. Even hay pellets, hay stretcher types of products that are essentially just finely or more finely ground hay that when you soak it can be really easy for these horses to eat. And so you want to look at our forages, always consider our forages first, and make sure that the amount that we're offering them is appropriate, the form of those forages is appropriate for their dentition. And then also associated with, if you do have a horse that's maybe overweight or has equine metabolic syndrome or insulin dysregulation, because with those horses, we really need to ensure that their insulin responses to their starch and sugar intake is managed, we'll also need to be carefully looking at those forage analyses to make sure that their sugar intake is somewhat managed and limited. And so, again, working closely with the nutritionist so that you can go and calculate your horses. We typically use the non-structural carbohydrate fraction, which is a measure of starch and then what we would measure as water-soluble carbohydrates. We can look at those in our forages and try to make sure that those are appropriate for the type of horse so that we're, you know, making sure they're not consuming huge amounts of non-structural carbohydrates. And then it might even be something where we might have to limit the pasture that the horses are consuming, not just because it's sort of a buffet of calories, but it's also can be relatively high in our non-structural carbohydrates. And then from there, once you know what nutrients are being met by the forages that they can be offered, we can look at some supplemental feeds, and ration balancers are really a great fit for a lot of older ponies because they essentially have very few calories, but they are going to provide some additional protein that they might require to maintain their muscle mass, or, you know, in addition to the exercise, help to maintain that muscle mass. But it would also provide the additional vitamins and minerals that those horses need. And depending on, again, the horse's needs, whether it's a ration balancer or moving into other types of feeds that might be more for senior horses, some of these would be pelleted or even extruded, which not only would help for the dentition issues that these horses might have, but they could also be readily soaked and really could make a nice slurry for some of our horses as they get much older with fewer and fewer teeth.
Well, thank you so much, Dr. Phillips, for joining us today to talk about this important and close to our heart topic on senior ponies.
Yeah, I'm so glad. Even if I can help one pony, you know, then my job is done. But, you know, certainly there are lots out there. And I do just want to make sure that, you know, it really is a team effort when we're looking after all of our horses. But, you know, especially as we think about our ponies in general, and certainly all of our senior horses, that, you know, it's a teamwork between our veterinarian, our farrier, our nutritionist. You know, horse owners really do have access to all of those who can work together and really ensure that those horses, those ponies are being able to live, you know, long and healthy lives.
Well, thank you again. And we encourage our listeners to sign up for our weekly newsletter. Be the first to get information from myseniorhorse.com. For example, we list our podcasts in our newsletter, so make sure you don't miss anything. And if you have any comments or suggestions for horses, ponies, donkeys, or mules that you would like to have covered on this podcast or delved into for content for My Senior Horse, send an email to me at kbrown, that's the letter kbrown, at equinenetwork.com. Thanks for joining us today. Take care of yourselves and your senior equids.